Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we welcome you into the PM Rush on this Friday. Fans are getting ready for the FIFA World Cup finale, camping out in Montclair, where one of the teams is posting up a surprise hoops game featuring the guy who presided over Taylor Swift's wedding and one of the largest narcotics roundups in Nassau County history. All ahead, but first, let's talk about your weekend weather. AccuWeather says we've still got some air quality issues, but it's not as bad as yesterday. However, you can hold your breath again starting tomorrow morning for another round of haze. We turn to AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson now in the Weather Center with the details for us. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Larry. Things have improved considerably over the course of the last 6 hours or so. We've seen the visibility increase and the air quality has improved quite a bit across the area as the smoke has gotten pushed more off to the south and west. But as the winds shift again tonight, we will start to see the smoke start to drift back to the north and east again. So we'll likely still have some air quality issues late tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow. Some of those storms could produce flooding, downpours, and damaging winds. Sunday looking much better, though. We expect a lot of sunshine and the humidity should drop as well. Looks good for the World Cup final. Larry?
Okay, thank you, Brian. In Nassau, they're calling it one of the largest gun trafficking takedowns in history of Nassau County. A huge amount of narcotics seized as well.
Authorities say the illegal guns were being sold in front of a school here in Nassau County. DA Ann Donnelly says they seized 47 weapons.
This is one of the largest gun trafficking cases I have seen in my 37 years in the district attorney's office.
Six people arrested, all allegedly from a violent gang.
We have already linked two of these guns to shootings that happened outside our jurisdiction.
And drugs were seized also, including a large quantity of cocaine. Authorities say many different law enforcement agencies helped stop the illegal activities. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A word to speed demons now. You're not really going anywhere. There's a study which says if you're speeding in your car to work or to pick up the munchkins from school or to simply run an errand, you're not only wasting money in gas and sending harmful emissions into the air, but it says here it barely saves you any time. But tell that to the guy Amanda Alexander talked to today.
So watching cars fly by on the Belt Parkway with Tyrell here, who has no shame in his game.
Are you a speeder?
Yeah.
Never had someone actually admit that, so we talked about it.
How much time do you think speeding actually saves you?
Probably 10% of the time.
New research shows speeding only saves you less than a minute of time and more in gas.
Do you think New York has made it an easy environment to be a speeder? I mean, there's cameras everywhere.
No, it's different now. Back then it was better. Now.
Back then it was better.
That's why I like the South. You know, you could actually do 85 miles on the highway.
I mean, we're right next to the Bell. This is like Speed City over here.
You only could go about 40 on there.
Drive safely, folks. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
And now the science of that. Researchers say with an average daily driving distance of 28.6 miles, driving at or below the posted limit corresponds to about 54 extra seconds per day. Bottom line, the one-minute savings isn't worth it when you think about the gas, the speeding ticket, the wreck, and the lives you compromise, including your own, by being a lead foot. Well, at the 7th Avenue East Station, it's a miracle this poor guy is still alive. Police say a man fell onto the subway tracks at that station this morning, about 8:30. He's actually struck by an incoming E-train, but he survived. Barely. They say he's in critical condition after they rushed him to Cornell. They don't think he was pushed or anything. He just fell. No name released. Of course, is telling 1010 Winds he's in his late 30s and believed to be a homeless fellow. People getting on the Odyssey bandwagon big time. We told you about the big Trojan horse standing in front of the AMC Theater right there in Lincoln Square for Christopher Nolan's movie adaptation of the epic poem, which chronicles the Greek hero as he embarks on a journey home to his kingdom. Well, from the big screen to the bookstore, and the word on the street is that the Odyssey is flying off the shelves. Yeah, people at Strand Bookstore say they're on course for a huge increase in sales this month. Kat Pongrace is the head of marketing.
We've seen a 30% increase month over month of sales of the Odyssey, particularly the Emily Wilson translation, since May. And July is on track to hit maybe 35% increase month over month. It's looking nuts.
And why? Well, they say readers are digging into various editions of the story so they can be ready to watch Matt Damon play the lead role. 2 decades on the run, and the guy known as the Master Yachtsman has been captured. Ronald Fisher flew the coop from Rhode Island during a criminal trial. During the trial for first-degree sexual assault back in 2005, he's been considered one of the state's most wanted fugitives ever since, until now. The former anesthesiologist has spent 20 years on the run. They've called him well-connected, a master yachtsman, a world traveler. He's even featured a few times on TV's America's Most Wanted. Hey, Mom, I'm on TV. Well, the U.S. Marshal's Office and the other agencies, several others, caught wind of his whereabouts this week, went out and picked him up. He was aboard a 56-foot boat named Silver Lining, registered under his alias Richard Graydon. Authorities intercepted the boat off New Jersey. Fisher accused of sexually assaulting a woman on his yacht in 2003, convicted in absentia on the charges, and for failure to appear and flight to avoid prosecution. Also in the news today, who in the world are these guys? Boy, they wish they could find them soon. Every few months, we tell you about some bad you-know-what riding around on mopeds, stealing chains and purses. Well, guess what? They're at it again. Cops searching for a group of suspects now, believed to be behind over two dozen crimes in the past month.
They're on mopeds. They jump off the bike, grab someone's chain, and take off. Police are investigating 29 incidents since June, occurring in neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens. There were five incidents in one day alone. On July 10th, the robbers confronted victims in Forest Hills, Richmond Hill, and Ozone Park. In one case, they used a gun. On another occasion, they stole an unattended motorcycle. Not all the chain snatchings are successful. Police arrested two teens in separate incidents. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we will keep you posted on that investigation as soon as they make an arrest in those cases. Well, the FDNY investigating the cause of a fire now that snarled traffic in Midtown this morning. Flames broke out just after 7 a.m. in the ductwork of a restaurant in a 43-story office building on Madison Avenue. Deputy Assistant Fire Chief John Kukorin says it spread pretty fast.
Each building had its own separate system, but the ductwork was in the restaurant. It went through their building into the commercial building, which is a very unique operation to have, because at that time it pierced the fire protection from the restaurant and into the commercial building. And that's what they had to overcome with the smoke going through.
Yeah, he says that they had knocked down the original fire at about 8:41 or something like that. And then at 8:55 or something, it sprang up again from some other fuel-fed fire on the second floor. So it was like crazy out there this morning. The flames were brought totally under control about 9:30. Five people suffered minor injuries, one person taken to the hospital. A somber anniversary tonight on Long Island. 30 years now since TWA Flight 800 exploded over the Atlantic.
The names of the 230 people who died are etched into the TWA Flight 800 memorial by the water here in Suffolk County. John Bailey traveled from England. He points to his sister's name.
It's very peaceful. Such nice to see it, feel it, be at peace with what a tragic event happened 30 years ago.
His sister and brother-in-law left behind four young children. They are now adults doing well, he says. He traveled here to the memorial for the first time.
She's an amazing sister. Looked up to her. Very caring, kind.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, we told you back in May about a woman who fell down an open manhole in Midtown and died. Remember that story? Well, now her family is suing Con Ed, alleging that its workers failed to properly seal the cover, leading to the death of 56-year-old grandmother Donika Konchaj. Con Ed said a truck ran over the manhole and dislodged the cover. The victim's son and domestic partner argue in the lawsuit Con Ed should have known that dislodged and displaced manhole covers presented a recurring and foreseeable danger to pedestrians. They accused the company of negligence, carelessness, and reckless disregard for safety. A spokesperson for Con Ed tells 1010 Winds they can't comment on pending litigation, but the company extends its condolences to the loved ones of the deceased. From the dinner table to the jungle gym, nearly a 500,000 wine and champagne corks transform now into a Brooklyn playground.
There's a good chance one of the corks keeping your wine or champagne sealed shut is now a part of a play area at the Marlboro Houses.
and it's clean, just keep it nice for the kids.
Nasli works at the Cork Collective, and she says this recycled play area is actually made out of about 400,000 bottle corks collected from restaurants all across the city.
Feels great. It's bouncy. It does all the things that rubber does without being carcinogenic, without overheating.
What parents are hoping is that all of the playgrounds in this area, where much of the material is made from rubber or plastic, converts to cork.
Because there are a lot of children that are very young that walk around without their shoes. Said this over here, it's all this hot metal when the sun hits it.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Gravesend.
One way to repurpose it, that's for sure. A street in the Bronx will bear a new name starting tomorrow, Detective Didaral Islam Way. The codenaming honors the fallen NYPD officer killed during last summer's mass shooting inside a Manhattan skyscraper alongside three others. His name will go up on the corner of Beach Avenue and 172nd Street in a ceremony at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Islam was working as a private security guard at the Park Avenue high-rise when a gunman opened fire. He became the first Bangladeshi-born officer killed in the line of duty. What's more, his wife was far along in her third pregnancy when he was killed. Their child now was born the next month. And the pavement becomes a stage tonight for the start of this year's season of Shakespeare in the Parking Lot.
It started 31 years ago when some theater people saw lights shining on a vacant Lower East Side parking lot and said, we should do something here.
They just put a couple of chairs out there in the middle of a parking lot, and some actors just started making stuff happen.
Director Hamilton Clancy says there's no better neighborhood to perform Shakespeare in a parking lot than the Lower East.
You're right there with the city, right on top of it, which is like this sort of moving background all the time.
It's one culture blending into another.
The circle kind of expands imaginatively, and we take all comers.
Their lot this year is at the Lower East Side Prep High School. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.